Joined on the line this morning by Mia Sin. She is a registered dietitian, nationally recognized nutrition expert, founder of Nutrition by Mia. And Mia, I've never seen as many lemons as you have on the front of your website, Mia Sin, your website. So many different lemons. But of course, that's always something that adds a lot of great flavor, and you can kind of add that to all sorts of foods. But we're talking about Heart Health Month. Give us some, I guess, ways to get some good and healthy meals planned, if you would.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me. So a recent survey conducted by OnePoll found that nearly 50% of respondents are hoping to diversify the types of cuisine they cook, but don't know where to start. And so today, in honor of Heart Health Month, I have three meal planning recipes that are easy to make and heart-friendly. So I'll start with breakfast, which is my favorite meal of the day. And I make customizable egg cups. These are great to have on hand for busy weekday mornings. Really easy to make. You're going to whisk together eggs, cheese, and almond milk, then cook your vegetables in Mazola corn oil. Add that to your batter and bake in your muffin pan. You can pair that with some whole grain toast and some fruit as well.
Now, are these things that we can make once and then you eat throughout the week, or is this one of those you got to eat them after you make them? Because
yeah, these are great to make ahead of time, and you can enjoy them for up to 3 days. Simply heat them up before you enjoy them. So these are meal prep recipes that can be made once and enjoyed a few times throughout the week.
Mia, Bruce mentioned on your website there all of these lemons. Is that for flavor, or are lemons good for us?
You know, I love lemons because they're a great way to add flavor to meals for pretty much zero calories. And lemons are a citrus fruit, so they're a good source of vitamin C, and lemons are also really low in sugar. So I love adding lemons to like proteins when you're baking. It's a great addition there. And of course, desserts.
All right, let's make our lunch today. You got a chicken burrito bowl I see you're going to prepare for us.
Yes, this is one of my favorite make-ahead lunch options. Also very easy to make. Just saute your chicken and bell peppers with lime juice or lemon juice, some seasonings, corn oil. Transfer that to a serving bowl with cilantro, salsa, guacamole, and brown rice. Super easy.
Sounds good for that. And a little bit of the taco stuffed peppers. We have sort of a little bit of a Mexican theme going on here, I see.
Yes. This is a great family-friendly recipe, and they're really fun because they're a fun take on tacos, but using bell peppers, which are, you know, lower in calories, but a good source of fiber, vitamin C. So for this recipe, you're going to saute your chicken, onion, tomatoes, black beans, rice, and corn with your corn oil. And then once that's cooked through, you divide the mixture among your bell peppers and top with cheese. Another great meal prep dinner option.
Sounds pretty good. I like that. Let's talk something about related to cooking with different types of oil. Something about the smoke point, if you could tell us about that.
Yeah, so the great thing about corn oil is that it has a high smoke point of 450 degrees Fahrenheit. So it performs well in a variety of different cooking applications like stir frying and sauteing to grilling and baking. And what many home cooks may not realize is that all cooking oils have a smoke point that, once exceeded, can negatively affect the food's flavor.
Is that literally the time when it starts smoking, or is that a different situation that's going on?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay.
That's when you know you've exceeded the smoke point.
All right. Well, I've been using a lot of like a cast iron skillet these days too, as well. So I've been watching that a little bit. Any other recipes you have to share with us, or good eating tips we want to keep in mind for our Heart Health Month?
Yeah, you know, we have our breakfast, lunch, dinner, and just incorporating good fats into your diet, using spices and herbs to flavor your food, and cutting back on like red meat and high-fat dairy. Those are some great heart-healthy eating tips that anyone can follow, especially for Heart Health Month.
Yeah, absolutely. Eat those vegetables. You can eat as many vegetables. Nobody tells you stop eating your vegetables. That's the one thing we've learned no matter
absolutely.
What they say, right? That's so good. Well, Mia, we appreciate your time this morning. If people want to find out more about some of these recipes, because I know we didn't give all the specifics on them, where can they go get good information on that?
Yeah, for more information and all these recipes, you can visit mazola.com and my website, nutritionbymia.com.
Appreciate your time, Mia. Thanks for sharing with us today.